We now are joined by Eric Schmidt, who is also from the New York Times. He's on the line with us from Washington to talk about an interesting development in Washington, the U.S. Bush administration announcing that there's a plan to give serious assistance to the Pakistani military in its attempt to upgrade its fleet of F-16 fighter jets. The question is it some sort of quid pro quo that relates to the war on terror and the troubled U.S. relationship with Pakistan? And what is Congress likely to say about this? Eric Schmidt covers the issue for the New York Times. Thanks for joining us, Eric.
Good morning.
First of all, Congress and the administration, or Congress and administrations, are known to get into these battles over, high-level military hardware for countries in conflict zones. How do you think this one is likely to do, and what are the motives for offering this plan to the Pakistanis?
Well, the backdrop to this is last year, the Congress decided to put specific requirements on the $300 million in military aid that the U.S. gives to Pakistan every year. Congress was getting sick and tired of what they thought was a policy that was weighted too heavily toward military and security measures. So what they did was they said, look, any of this aid that you're going to send over there as military aid has to be tied to law enforcement or counterterrorism. And that's what the administration initially did with this money, at least a big chunk of it, about $225 million. They were going to spend it to refurbish some patrol planes, some attack helicopters, things that are proven to work in counterinsurgency. Well, as it turns out, the Pakistanis have had a long-standing desire, as you said, to modernize some of their F-16s. F-16s, however, in the eyes of many in Congress, are not an effective counterinsurgency tool. What they do, however, is help Pakistan gain more parity in its traditional rivalry with India. So you've got the Pakistanis pushing hard to upgrade these aircraft, and the administration trying to make the argument, well, if we make these more up-to-date, they will be able to use them in support of the ground troops that Pakistan is fielding in the rest of tribal areas along the Afghan border.
But anything that relates to the arms race with India, of course, has domestic Pakistani political significance, and it wouldn't be surprising for members of Congress to say this is simply a bit of a sort of political payoff to the new Pakistani prime minister, who the Bush administration doesn't have much of a track record with at this point.
That's right. And this new prime minister will be arriving in Washington next week for talks with President Bush. The administration is increasingly frustrated by the lack of what they see, a lack of effort by the Pakistani security forces to press al-Qaeda and Taliban fighters in the tribal areas. And so many in Congress feel that the timing of this switch of the fundings, the counterterrorism fundings to the F-16s, is a way to curry favor with the prime minister before he visits next week.
Quickly, Eric, regionally, what would be perceived as the threat of Pakistan having F-16s?
Well, there's two things. One is that you have a much more capable attack plane, both an air-to-air fighter, but also a ground attack plane that could be used, of course, in a conventional war with India. There's also the concern that it could be used to deliver nuclear weapons. In the larger struggle, of course, the nuclear test of wills between the two countries, India and Pakistan.
And there's nothing fantasy about that. That is definitely a nuclear frontier, India and Pakistan. Eric Schmidt, thanks so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
Eric Schmidt is a reporter for the New York Times, speaking to us from Washington on this issue of a $300 million, or close to that, financing plan for upgrading Pakistan's fleet of F-16 fighter jets.